Welcome back to another episode of the KKLC Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off.
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Good morning.
Good morning. Salutations.
It's Monday.
Monday morning.
What's that horrible noise?
What is that noise?
A tacky, run-of-the-mill morning show.
They're my favorite.
Why do you like them so much?
And I have very low standards.
Mm-hmm. You have incredibly low standards.
Yes, I can tell.
All right, let's not dilly-dally.
Well, let's get this show on the road.
Showtime. Just a couple of minutes after 6 a.m., it is Monday morning. Mike and Carla Morning Show with our producer, Morty, after a long holiday weekend. Where do you even begin?
Yeah.
Except by saying you could win cruise number two for July in the 96 days of summer from Scenic Brewing Company and KKLC. We'll have details about the cruise a little bit after 7 o'clock. Don't forget, we reveal another puzzle piece later this morning. Also, your first chance to guess.
Mm-hmm.
Street address, city, state, zip, and what's in Carla's pocket.
Yes.
Throughout the month of July. So that first chance coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. And like I said before, after this weekend, where do you even begin? I mean, everybody
I
was
know.
Talking about the earthquakes.
Oh, man. We've got to discuss, man. We felt them big time here. That was close.
Not
that
only once,
close.
But twice,
no.
Correct?
Absolutely twice. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty, wow, that was a little too close. That first one was a nice roller for a while, and then that second one just shook.
Mm-hmm.
I was on doing my Facebook Live, and there's a gentleman in Peter who's in Bakersfield.
Yeah.
And, wow, yeah, said did we feel it here?
The
yeah,
first one, I got to be honest, I didn't feel. The second one, we were all outside. I was actually in the pool, which is, I think, the last place you're going to feel it. You might see the water swishing around. But
right. You don't know if that's you, though, or Mother Nature. Yeah. Yeah. Especially after a few drinks, right? But I think everybody, at some point, it's like, is there something wrong with me?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong with my head?
I think unless you have something to gauge it upon.
Yeah.
In other words, something swinging.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
You don't really notice.
Right.
What's going on?
Yeah, well, it was interesting.
And they still say something could happen this week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, who? I don't know.
I'm
my age. You're your age. I've been hearing it. I mean, it's they get worse. They get better. Mm-hmm. They get There's always going to be a big one, isn't there?
All I'll tell you is I get a phone message every day from the same guy. I can't understand what he's saying.
Yeah.
But the last message before we left on the weekend, and Morty heard it.
Yeah.
I said, what? And all of a sudden, I hear earthquake.
Okay. Well,
correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like
selling
crazy.
Earthquake insurance. Was it that? Was it? Because listen, if you're looking to buy earthquake insurance, because if we have one and you're not covered, you're screwed. Try to buy it now.
Oh.
Just try.
Rats.
Just try now, because it costs you a lot of money.
I knew I forgot to do something. Sunshine breezy today. High 100, 101 the high tomorrow. 79 outside right now. Carla will have her first take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit. What do you got?
I got some updates for you on Stevie Wonder and Eddie Money. A lot going on with these two.
All right, more on that and other stories after Hall & Oates.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLC.
Spider-Man Far From Home, that won the July 4th box office. $93 million over the three-day weekend. Grand total of $185 million since it came out on Tuesday. And worldwide, it's made about $580 million. So it's doing okay.
Wow.
Yeah, it's doing okay. I've heard some good things about it. Did you see it?
Yeah, I saw it twice.
Yeah, okay. Then by Morty's standards, it was good.
It's amazing.
Good. Yeah, I heard it's really good. Eddie Money canceled his upcoming performances due to pneumonia, like most of the rest of his tour for this year. So
he was touring with Rick Springfield.
Yeah, yeah.
And there was one other.
Yeah, I know. I can't remember who it was. So Rick Springfield will be doing a longer set now, probably.
Yeah.
Stevie Wonder going to undergo a kidney transplant in the fall. He was on stage this past weekend, mentioned he's going to have it in September. He said, I'm good. I'm all good. I have a donor, and it's all good. Just want you to know I came here to give you my love. Thank you for your love. Don't want you to hear any rumors. So I told you what's up. So.
Only 66.
66 years old. Yeah.
I don't know why I thought he was older.
He was older, did you? Yeah, he started when he was like 13.
Maybe that's
so,
it.
Yeah. He did. Remember that album, Little Stevie? He was the first Little Stevie. Yeah. Yeah. Boy, and this was weird. Cameron Boyce. You might know him from Adam Sandler's movie Grown Ups. He played his son in that. He was also in a Disney, which I can't remember what show it was that he was in. But Cameron Boyce, 20 years old, he died over the weekend. An undisclosed medical condition. Now, his family said that he died in his sleep due to a seizure that was a result of an ongoing medical condition. I don't know what that was, but really sad. 20 years old, man. So I know it. But some good news. Stick around. Your first chance to win tickets to see Melissa Etheridge at the Encore Theater at the Wynn coming up in just a few minutes, about 20 minutes away. We will make that happen. For now, that's my painfully deep take.
Everybody talking about the earthquake, but the other big news over the weekend, the women U.S. team.
Oh, yeah.
Won another World Cup, and this is how it wrapped up in France.
Lavelle, looking, cutting, shooting, go! Lavelle, to another U.S. That's it. U.S. wins their fourth World Cup.
I know it sounded kind of anticlimactic by the announcer's version of it, because this is the thing, and I talked to Morty's dad, our producer Morty, your uncle, was a professional soccer player.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You never know when the game or the match, I guess is what they call it, you never know when the match is over, even by watching the clock, if there's extra time added. So as you're watching it and wondering when it's going to end, all of a sudden you hear the announcer go,
"That's it. U.S. wins it.
It's over. It's over. We won. Okay. All right. Now we can all go back to ignoring women's soccer for 4 years. Okay.
It's not all like you can count the clock down and going, oh, this is getting exciting.
This is so cool. It's almost over. No, what? Whoa, nope. It's over now. Okay.
There you go. It's done.
Jeez.
I mean, even the players really don't know, I don't think.
We're done. Okay. We're done. Pose. We're done.
Fade to black.
I know it.
So congrats to the women.
Oh, absolutely.
That was pretty exciting.
Very exciting. And then, man, a lot of people were saying they thought that last match was going to be tough for us. And people who, stupid people, bet against us.
Yeah.
Well, guess
and their goaltender really kept them in the game.
Yeah.
Or the match, I'm sorry.
Yeah. And you know, it kills me how big is that goal? Like, I don't know, 50 feet?
And then the goalie wears the Mickey Mouse gloves.
Yeah, but you're only that big. In hockey, the goal is not much bigger than you. But in soccer, it's huge.
Does it have to be that big?
It's huge. I don't know. It seems like it should be smaller, but okay.
So again, congrats to the U.S. women's soccer team. Another World Cup title. And on the flip side, the men.
Yeah. Nothing. Who? What? It's,
okay.
I know. What about that? How about that running of the Bulls, though?
First chance to win. Here you go. This morning, if you're wide awake, Melissa Etheridge, we love her. She is coming back to Vegas with her medicine show inside the Encore Theater at the Wynn Las Vegas. This will be, this weekend.
Yep.
If you can go.
Friday night.
You want to go? Caller number 9 right now at 702-739-9636. You're a winner. Caller number 9, 702-739-9636. Your first chance to win.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Morning, sunshine.
Good morning, sunshine.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Larry, you're wide awake this morning, and you are a winner.
All right, thank you.
You're going to see Melissa Etheridge, The Medicine Show. That's over at the Encore Theater, Wynn Las Vegas. These tickets are for Friday night, so you sure you can go?
Yep.
Tickets are from the Calair Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. It's all a part of our 96 Days of Summer, so hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick them up, and thank you for listening to the Mike Carla Morning Show.
Thank you.
By the way, we're going to be giving away those tickets all week long, so make sure you're listening at about the same time each morning at about 6:25 or so.
Yeah.
For a chance to win tickets for Melissa Etheridge, 6:38. John Schaefer with news this morning. John was in Southern California over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Felt probably the earthquake the most.
No, slept through it.
Oh, well, okay then. Wow.
Woke up with texts from all kinds of people. Are you all right? I heard about the big earthquake. Like, I didn't.
Nothing,
wake up.
Huh?
No.
What about the second one?
No. First one driving through, second one slept through.
Okay.
Yeah, see, it's weird because some people felt it.
Yeah.
They could see it happening in their homes.
Right.
The lights are swaying, even here in Vegas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then others were like, nah, I didn't feel it.
Yeah. Well, unless you're in a spot that you're really gonna, you know, feel those vibes. If you're walking, you don't always know. You know, you're in the middle of a crowd, you're not gonna know.
Right.
Things like that, so...
What about you? Where were you?
I did both of them. I just finished a run. I was going to my car, the first one, and grabbing my door. And I thought, am I dizzy? I don't feel bad.
Mm-hmm.
And then I realized it's like we're having a freaking earthquake.
And now I'm the news. I see we're supposed to brace for the big one.
Yeah. Okay.
Which you've said.
I know. I've been hearing that for years.
Heard that.
Yeah. Especially when I was living in California. It was like, oh, geez, no. Second one, what? Sitting on the floor.
Yeah.
Watching a movie, like leaning against the couch. And I was with someone who'd never felt that. And that was pretty funny, actually. It's
the
like,
only
oh,
one I remember.
Geez.
And it was
settled down.
The big one a few years ago, Northridge, where
Northridge,
we felt.
That was like 94, I think it was.
When we felt it here.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that was big time.
Yeah, that was bad.
Anybody who's ever been in a big earthquake, survived, and really felt it to the point where you freaked out a little bit?
Right, yeah.
Have you been in one?
God.
702-739-9636. KKLZ Talk Text Lines powered by Centennial Toyota. Gary, what about you?
Last May, I took my family to Hawaii. And I don't know if you remember what happened in Hawaii last May.
Mm-hmm.
As we were getting in from the airport, driving to where we were staying, the car was vibrating weird, and it was an earthquake. So there were a series of earthquakes while we were there, and the big one hit while we were snorkeling in a geothermal hot pond.
Oh.
And a 6.9 hit just about 100 yards from where we were.
Wow.
And it was like being inside a washing machine. All of a sudden, all the fish disappeared, and the water was going crazy, and I was like, what the heck is happening?
Oh.
And I came up above the water, and all these people are screaming and running through the park.
Oh, that's
the trees
good.
Are dropping coconuts and stuff all over the place. And I thought that maybe the smoke monster from Lost was coming to get me. It was the craziest thing I've ever experienced.
Yeah, it's definitely a weird feeling, that's for sure. God.
Anybody else? 702-739-9636. Last hour, talking about the big news over the weekend, the earthquake in Southern California.
Yeah.
And then the aftershocks that were felt here and people freaking out. We just wanted to know, what was the worst earthquake you ever survived?
Yeah.
702-739-9636. By the way, I want to play this for you. This is how nonchalant LA was about the earthquake over the weekend. These are the play-by-play guys for the Dodgers-Padres game going on while things started to shake.
Another earthquake.
Yep.
It's rolling, rolling, rolling.
Still going.
And one pitch. It's our center field camera. And we are moving a lot right now. A lot of people on the upper deck are...
It's still going.
Yes. It's gone on for a good 10, 15 seconds. Grounder foul outside of third. We've had a series of aftershocks.
They're still calling the game.
Last 24 hours since the 6.6 earthquake yesterday.
And the game kept going on.
And then the organ player started playing "I Feel the Earth Move Under My Feet." So
perfect.
They were, it doesn't really affect them too much. A couple of people. Now, somebody mentioned they were in Loma Prieta, which is just outside of San Francisco, when that big one hit. I think it was in 89, and the Bay Bridge collapsed.
Yes.
Which was, I think, you know, when a lot of us finally went, oh, okay, this could be serious.
Yeah.
Wow.
That freaked everybody out.
Yes, and then somebody else said, I lived in Northridge at the time of that Northridge quake. It was absolutely horrible and devastating. Transportation was stopped and affected for months after that.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, it can do horrible things. Somebody else was in the San Francisco earthquake. We lost a ton of dishware. A couple of beams cracked. A lot of damage in our house when we lived there.
I bet.
Wow.
Teresa's on the phone. Teresa, what about you?
I was in the Northridge earthquake. I got there on Sunday night for my brother, or Sunday afternoon for my brother's wedding the following weekend.
Wow.
We were in my mom's apartment. My daughter, who was 2 at the time, slept through it. What woke her up was me rolling over on top of her.
Oh, jeez.
to protect her from chunks of the ceiling that were falling down.
Oh, man. I don't know if people realize how serious. I mean, that one was awful. That one in San Francisco. I mean, they do some major damage, you know. Was everybody okay?
We were all okay. You know, bumps and bruises because as we're going down four flights of stairs, there's aftershock.
See, even after going through something like that, any ground movement like what happened here over the weekend would freak me out.
Oh, I'm sure.
Any little movement now.
Right. I moved to Vegas.
Yes.
What the hell?
It's the desert.
Right?
All right, Teresa, you have a great day.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
It just gets a little scary.
It does.
Are we prepared? I don't know.
I know.
What do you do? Sunshine, breezy today and over the weekend or tomorrow. High and low 100s. A few things we think you should know coming up next.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, I'll tell you what. Excuse me as I choke. According to scientific analysis now, Smells Like Teen Spirit, that's the most iconic song of all time.
Wow.
Of all time. So, sorry, Baby Shark, you'll have to wait it out now. The most hated baseball team. In each state, big list came out, Mike. The Yankees, by far the most hated. 28 states hate the Yankees. Number two, that would be the Cubs. 8 states saying they hate them the most. Down the list, the third was the Dodgers, followed by the Mets, Cardinals, then the Red Sox. Just one state hates them. No. Just one. Really? Really, people? You know the most hated team here in Nevada?
No.
The Cubs. The Cubs.
Nevada, so.
Nevadans hate the Cubs.
Yes.
There you go. And moving along, a list came out as well of the most boring tourist traps in every state. Right here in Nevada, I have not been. I don't know of it. It's called Dig This, and it's right here in Las Vegas. That is the most boring tourist trap in Nevada. You can go there and dig with a big excavator, and you dig.
Like a big tractor?
Yeah, you just dig. You dig with a big caterpillar, and that's what you do.
Where's that at?
And people are saying, it's here in Vegas. It's apparently like kind of behind, looks like it's kind of behind the Mandalay Bay over in that area, it looks like. So, yeah. Others, Morty, in Hawaii, it would be Spouting Horn. They say that's the most boring.
The blowhole.
The blowhole. Yeah. That's, I guess it's called Spouting Horn.
Yeah.
These are the things that people go to, and it's like, oh, all right. Indiana, Mike, your home state?
What's that?
The ball of paint.
That's big.
Yeah, it's, I guess so. And people go, and they go, oh, my God. Oh, this is it?
Yep, ball of paint.
We're going to lunch, right? We're going to go to lunch, right? We're going to get pizza? Yeah, there you go. Yeah, absolutely. Dig This right here in Las Vegas.
Who's been to Dig This?
Yeah, has anybody actually been there?
702-739-9636.
Everything you dreamed it would be, was it?
Unless.
Wow, that's what it
really
sounds like.
We're serious. We want to hear. We want to hear from somebody who has actually gone or knows somebody that's gone to Dig This.
Mm-hmm.
And with all due respect to that tourist trap.
Yes.
I'm sure it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'm surprised that's what it was, but I'd love to hear all about it. I absolutely would. Please.
All the highlights and lowlights. 702-739-9636.
It is Monday. A few things you should know.
We're talking about these tourist traps in each state. You know, I have to tell you this. In all the years I've lived here in Las Vegas, I had never taken the dam tour.
Oh, yeah.
You know, with family in town, Jody thought it would be pretty interesting with kids and everything else. And it was pretty cool.
I think that's
cool. I mean, physically it was cool, too. You go 500 feet below the earth.
Yeah.
A lot cooler.
Yeah, oh yeah, no
kidding. I had
never
done it before, though, the tunnels and everything else.
Yeah, that is very, very cool. I mean, I think there are other things that, you know, aren't that cool in Nevada. I mean, you're talking all of Nevada, you know?
I've never been to the neon, what is it called, the Boneyard?
The Neon Museum.
Yeah.
That's cool. I like it a lot. I think it could be cooler, but it's neat.
Dig this. According to the survey, the big tourist trap in Nevada.
Yeah.
And we were looking for somebody who had been there, and Russ is on the phone. Russ, you did it?
It is the bomb.
Really, Russ?
Yes. We took Kira there for her birthday a few years
ago, and oh, it was awesome.
Well, I mean, tourists seem to think it's a big waste of time.
Well, they probably come from a state where they operate those things for a living.
Yes, they're coming in from Illinois, right?
Iowa. How much time do you get on the tractor, the big tractor?
I think it, with her, it depends on which package you get, but I think hers was 30 minutes.
Oh. You got by the
different types of machinery, but yeah, they have these big ass tires, and they just would roll the tires with the machinery and pick things up and drop things down, and I mean, they're air conditioned.
Okay, well there
take
you
a
go.
Lunch, a pack of lunch.
Yeah, wear your hard hat. You can just pretend all day long.
It does sound pretty fun.
It does sound fun,
especially if you've never operated something like this.
It's pretty cool.
It was awesome, and we sat under an umbrella and like you said, packed a lunch and just watched her tear up the ground.
And you know what, Carla? Compared to the other tourist traps in other states,
yeah,
the ball of paint.
Right, absolutely. The Museum of Buttons in Chicago. Maybe
it's in bad. Dig this. Sounds pretty cool.
Sounds fun, actually. Jeez.
Mike and Carla, good morning.
Hey, I've never been to Dig This, but what a wonderful marketing story to have people pay to come do your excavating.
When you said it was down by Mandalay Bay, I was going to say, oh, that's the new stadium they're building.
Right, yeah, wouldn't it be? Yeah.
The Raiders Stadium, exactly.
Genius. Yeah,
it really is. They should have them all over town.
Right. The next big tourist trap, pave this.
Yes, that's
pave
right.
This.
We're just going to lump it into one and call it fix this. We're just going to do that. Jeez.
Have a good day.
Thank you, too. Bye-bye.
You know, I'm thinking of fathers, you know, for Father's Day.
That would be cool, actually. I know.
Mm-hmm.
Terrible. I didn't even know that this was here.
I didn't either.
You know, again, I think they're, you know, better, worse places in Nevada.
I would agree.
You know?
I would agree.
Yeah.
All right, 728. Have you been checking out the photo on the website, 96.3kklz.com, Carla's vacation picture? We've been revealing pieces of the puzzle each weekday. We're going to reveal another one this morning, but right now is your first chance to guess. Street address, city, state, zip, and what's in Carla's pocket. Ninth caller, 702-739-9636.
96.3 KKLZ presents the 96 Days of Summer, sponsored by Scenic Brewing Company. You can win a 7-day Caribbean cruise for two if you can tell us where to find Carla from the Mike and Carla Morning Show. Location.
All right, we have Patty on the phone. And Patty, have you been keeping track of the photo on the website?
Well, yeah. And I think that everybody's saying, why bother even, you know, putting in a guess right now? But it's still worth it, I think.
Yes.
All right, give
we
it to
get
us.
Everything else out of the way, right?
All right, so Patty, give us a street address, city, state, zip, and what you think might be in Carla's pocket.
Let me pick an address out of the sky. How about 2075 East Flamingo Road? Las Vegas, Nevada, 89, where are we at? 119.
Okay.
And she has a bottle of wine in her pocket.
You know what? Those are all good guesses.
They are good guesses.
But I'm sorry to say, you got nothing out of five.
No.
Cool, though, because nobody else will guess wine in the future.
Exactly. It's a process of elimination. That's exactly what you do.
Keep track.
Yes.
And again,
definitely.
Look for another puzzle piece to be revealed today. Just go to 96.3kklz.com. It's all a part of our 96 Days of Summer. Your next chance to guess is going to be in the 9 o'clock hour.
Oh, okay. Cool. All right. Thank you very much.
You have a great day.
Yes. Thanks Patty.
Bye.
John Schaefer had mentioned in his news about being prepared for the big one, even here in Las Vegas. And boy, talk about damage control. We had a pipe burst. I don't know if it's a result of the tremor or the aftershocks, but everybody's walking around real gingerly this morning and watching their water intake.
Yes, I know.
Skinnerd, Sweet Home, Alabama. Talking about earthquakes. You know, you have to be ready. You have to have, and people, you said a couple of your friends have already put together survival packs, you know, water, food, stuff like that.
Yeah.
And an escape route, evacuation route.
Mm-hmm.
But to be honest, to where?
Right. The street. Got to go to the street.
Just get out of your house?
You do. You get out of your house. Or if you can't get out. And I know it sounds silly, but they say get under something like your table or something because it'll protect you from debris if it should fall.
Okay.
But you try to get out.
Wow.
But yeah, yeah, under something sturdy. I know it's weird. It is weird. And we always think, well, oh, please, when am I going to need that? Yeah. All that water and all that. Well, when you look at what happened in Northridge and, you know, you lose the gas mains go and you have no gas, you have no power.
Our water's out here.
Yeah, it is. I know. You were good enough to bring in bottles of water today because we have no water.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm drinking the tea I'm drinking very slowly because I'm so afraid I'm going to be the one.
You'll be the one.
Be the one. I couldn't flush. I didn't. I'm so sorry.
I know. Everybody's walking around a little gingerly and watching. And they're watching, like I said before, their water intake and their liquid intake.
Coffee? So. No, I'm good. Thank you.
Sunshine breezy today. High in the low 100s today and tomorrow. Only about 81 outside right now. Carla has a big concert announcement plus some other stories in entertainment news.
Oh, you'll never... You won't get over who sends his wife naked selfies.
Oh, nice. All right, more on that and other stories after Bon Jovi Runaway.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Big celebrity eater Joey Chestnut, he won that 4th of July hot dog eating contest again. 12th time, he downed 71 hot dogs in 10 minutes.
Whoa.
Three short of his own record of 74.
Couldn't do it.
No, couldn't do it. Only lost once in the past 13 years. It just grosses me out.
What an athlete.
I like hot dogs, but yeah. I know exactly. But when they dip them in water and they go,
tough to watch.
Yeah, it really is. I could eat two with mustard, but I can't.
With mustard. And the thousands of people that jam that area.
God, I know. I know. It's the U.S., so it's our own World Cup right here, man. Oh, is there food? We're going. It is the 30th anniversary of Seinfeld, so Hulu has added, they added a yada, yada, yada button. So you can shuffle through Seinfeld episodes. I know. So you hit the yada, yada, yada button, and it'll move through and shuffle them, and you can take a look at Seinfeld episodes.
Hear that, Jody?
Yada,
yada, yada.
Yada, yada, sex once. What?
Okay.
And Cher Osborne. In a recent interview, she told The Sun magazine that Ozzy Osbourne sends her naked selfies all the time. She says he'll have red roses covering certain areas or you know, at his bum. He'll do the front and just kind of cover it up with flowers. I know. Ozzy Osbourne, people. That's Ozzy right there.
That's him being romantic.
Romantic, creative. Not so long ago, they were splitting up. Mm-hmm. Remember, he had an affair and the whole bit. And
so he had to figure out a way to get back in her good graces and to be a little bit more romantic. And
exactly.
Pledge his love to her again, and maybe this is the way he does it.
Yeah, roses coming out of his bum. That ought to do. We're good. We're good now. We're great.
I can't even tell you how Jody would react if I just sent her. You know, I've been working out a little bit. I've dropped some pounds.
Yeah.
Maybe I start sending her.
Yeah, I'm sure she'd love that. What are you doing?
Start with some selfies.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll do that.
Naked selfies. Why not? Now we got someone here who can show you how to do them just right. Absolutely right. Don't you worry about that.
Maybe without a shirt. Maybe I'll just send her some
shirtless. Yeah,
and
pictures.
Work up.
Yeah,
or work down.
Work down. Work your way down.
Maybe.
Oh my God. Hey, just announced. By the way, just announced Steve Miller Band over at the Encore Theater at the Wynn. That is going to be tickets go on sale actually July 12th. That is this coming Friday night. And the show is, there's Wednesday, October 2nd, Friday, October 4th, Saturday, October 5th. So October dates. We, however, have tickets before you can even buy them. Right here coming up in just a few minutes. So stick around. Steve Miller Band will try to hook you up. For now, that is my painfully deep take.
Carly, you had mentioned the big win by Joey Chestnut over the weekend.
Yeah.
Here's how that went down.
Nobody has done it better. Joey's, it's a dirty dozen for Chestnut, number 12 at Nathan's.
Yeah, it's just eating hot dogs.
Jeez.
And here's what Joey had to say after the big win.
I was going for 75. I always love to get a new record. You look at everybody out here. They wanted a record, and they're out here standing in the heat. But we'll see. Yeah, hopefully next year I'll come back and I'll strategize and I'll figure out a way to do it.
Yeah, maybe train a little bit better.
Yeah. God.
Only 75 hot dogs.
How do you talk after that?
God.
Why would you want to?
Yeah.
Don't you just want to unsnap the pants and lay down?
Yes.
Boy. Wow. Man, that's...
Roll me up.
What an athlete.
Exactly. Exactly.
And thousands of people
gathered. They showed up, yes.
They do show up.
Man.
All right. You announced the Steve Miller Show.
Yes.
We have those tickets to win them before you can buy them. Tell you how to do that in about 7 minutes.
What is this show?
This show is amazing.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
Okay, earlier this morning we announced Steve Miller Band going to be at the Wynn Las Vegas inside the Encore Theater. These tickets don't go on sale until this Friday. You actually have a chance to win them before you could buy them, all a part of the 96 Days of Summer. And we'll get through news and weather. And then, of course, we'll look for caller number 9 to win these tickets. 702-739-9636. What's the game, the new game everybody's talking about?
It's just famous celebrities,
Name
Mike.
The celebrity.
Yes.
All right.
Sure they'll catch on.
We're 5 out of 5 and you're a big winner.
Yes, exactly.
All right, so hold off. The phone lines are on hold right now, but we'll get through news and weather. And then again, looking for caller number 9702-739-9636 to win these tickets before we can buy them to see Steve Miller. Chris on the phone. Chris, we're going to play a round of Name the Celebrity. 5 out of 5, and you're a big winner.
I'm going to give you the last name, Chris. You will give me the first name of the celebrity.
That's how easy this is going to be. Here we go, number 1.
Tyler.
Steven Tyler.
There you go. Gutenberg.
Steven.
Now you know how it works. Martin.
Steve Martin.
Good job. McQueen.
Steve.
And one more. Seagal.
Steven.
Yes.
Yeah.
Chris, you got the ticket. Steve Miller over at the Wynn Resort inside the Encore Theater from the Cal Air Cooling Heating Prize Closet. It's all part of the 96 Days of Summer, so hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick them up. And thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Every day, every morning. Thank you.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. A burglar in Kansas broke into a house last week, trying to do some of those upside-down sit-ups on one of those inversion tables.
Oh, jeez, yeah.
I mean, if you're breaking into a house, you want to get in, get out. You don't have time to exercise. Well, it got stuck. Started shouting for the owner to help him get out of the buckles or whatever they're called. The boots?
Yeah.
He's been arrested. Before the guy helped him, he called the police.
Me on the rowing machine. I can't get my shoe. Help me.
A couple of hikers in Texas recently had to call 911 when they were running from a wild pig.
Oh, geez.
That kept grunting at them. But when the park ranger found him hiding in a tree, he was able to confirm it really wasn't a wild pig. The sound they'd been running from were cars driving over a rumble strip on a nearby road.
Oh, man. Oh, how embarrassing.
Doesn't say here, but I'm sure alcohol was involved.
Oh, man. Okay. All right.
Well, you never know what's grunting.
Things, no, you don't. No, but how embarrassing. 3 British Airways flight attendants, speaking of embarrassing, they got a little drunk when they were in their hotel in Singapore and started running naked through the hotel. These are flight attendants, by the way. British Airways, pretty reputable.
Nice.
Yeah, the people around them said there were some frisky crew running through the halls.
Uh-huh.
There was kissing and stripping and fumbling between them.
Fumble?
Yeah. Apparently it's a drinking game.
Oh.
So, where you just increase the dare.
Oh.
And do shots along with it. Wow. They were all suspended, all 3 of them. They can't
That's
fly
too bad.
For a while.
How'd they know they were flight attendants from that airway?
I know. Were they still wearing their uniforms? Jeez, I hope
or
not.
The pin?
And then stripped them off.
The
I know. Jeez. It's probably that hotel that they always stay at, you know, where they stay at certain places. Yeah. And then this one, we've heard of this before, but I always love this. John Irvine is his name. He's from Scotland. Now, he didn't want to pay those baggage fees on an airline called EasyJet Airline. So he put on 15 shirts and headed through security. They said, well, so he had to take them all off. Everybody behind him had to wait while he was taking off all these shirts.
Just to prove a point.
Yes, exactly. But you know what? Good for him. I couldn't do it, but good for him. By God, I don't want to pay. Did I mention like $1.6 billion in fees they made just this year so far?
Wow.
So good for you, John. Keep piling on the shirts. It's Monday. It's your other news.
If you can figure out the location of Carla's vacation photo, you could win a 7-day Caribbean cruise. Check it out now on the website, 96.3kklz.com. All a part of our 96 days of summer. We already revealed another puzzle piece to help find that location. Right now, taking caller number 9. We're going to give somebody a shot to win.
Okay.
Street address, city, state, zip, and what's in Carla's pocket. That's all you have to figure out in that order. Do it right now. Caller number 9 at 702-739-9636. Good luck.
96.3 KKLZ presents the 96 Days of Summer, sponsored by Scenic Brewing Company. You can win a 7-day Caribbean cruise for two if you can tell us where to find Carla from the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
All right, Carla, we have Russ on the phone. Russ, we need you to tell us the exact street address, city, state, and zip code where Carla's vacation photo was taken, and to win the cruise of a lifetime, what's in her pocket? Go ahead.
1664 North Virginia Street, Reno, Nevada, 89557.
All right, and for a chance to win that 7-day Caribbean cruise, what's in Carla's pocket?
A marble in her pocket.
No.
No, that's good, though.
5 out of 5 wrong.
All right, thank
you. Russ. Good one, man.
Well, if you haven't done it yet, check out the vacation picture we're talking about on the KKLZ website. Just go to 96.3kklz.com. Wendy Rush will have your next chance to guess in the noon hours, so good luck.
And we try.
Yep, that's all it takes.
Exactly. Start eliminating things.
That's how you do it. All right, our feel-good story of the morning to wrap things up. Do that after Queen, David Bowie, Under Pressure.
Makes me feel good.
Good people. Makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Tell me something good.
You don't see too much of this anymore. The Essex County, New Jersey government, an employee there retired after never missing a day of work in 62 years. Willie Sumler is his name. His last day was just this past Friday. He never took a sick day at all. Was never out sick. Arrived for work every day by 5 a.m. for his 6 a.m. shift. Now, keep in mind, he also worked for a caterer for 15 years this whole time as well. Never missed a day on that job either. So congratulations. 62 years at the Essex County government. He was a man alive. Good for him. I hope he has a good retirement.
Yeah.
That's all I'm going to say. Jody, listen up, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there you go.
Woo.
I know it.
How would you like to be his son or daughter or grandchild? Where you go, I just don't feel well. I think I'm running a little bit
late. I know.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Uh-huh.
You know what I did?
Yeah, never missed a day of work in 62 years. Oh, man, alive.
Good for him.
A little scary, man. Good for him is right, though.
That's why we say if you have a feel-good story, we want to hear it so we can pass it along. Just submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. 9:40, getting ready to kick off the first of 3 commercial-free zones.
All right.
On 96.3, the 96-minute morning music marathon sponsored by Clark County Credit Union. They have low loan rates for the cars you want. Wrapping up the show this morning, you know what? I stand corrected for the purists who are Joey Chestnut's fans. He only ate 71 hot dogs.
Only
and buns
8.
In 10 minutes. Couldn't break the record of 74.
Yeah.
I thought it was a little bit more than that, but he only made 71. So I stand corrected. Yeah. Sorry about the false information.
Pansy.
We also...
purist.
Yes.
Loosely.
Yes.
We all agree everybody was freaked out over the weekend by the earthquakes.
Oh,
and they
boy.
Say, yet the big one is upon us.
Yeah.
Could be coming soon, so just be ready, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Might want to put some extra water in that go bag,
yes.
Carla.
Yeah, I know.
I got Pop-Tarts. You need them.
Yeah, Morty's got Pop-Tarts.
I got Gatorade.
As of now,
we got toilet paper.
I have
come on over.
I have toothpaste. I have toothpaste and underpants. But so maybe I should swap it out.
Wow. I knew there was a reason you guys were buying all this stuff. I just could never put my finger on it.
Oh, man.
And by the way, as we try and give away another seven-day cruise, this one to the Caribbean, keep in mind, check out the picture. Try and figure out the city or the street address, city, state, zip, and what's in Carla's pocket from the picture. Wendy Rush will have your next guest in the noon hour.
And I just have to tell you guys, and I did not mention it today. We will talk about it tomorrow. I had a dream.
Ruh-roh.
About some pretty well-known local celebrities in town. And I don't know if I really want to talk about it, but I feel like I should because, Mike, you know them very well.
Oh.
Tomorrow we'll revisit this.
Oh, the dream episode of the Mike and Carla Morning Show?
Let me put it this way. I can't... If I see them anytime soon, I can't look them in the eye.
Wow.
Let's just leave it at that.
Was it one of those kind of
dreams? I'm not saying anything else. I'm no more. No more.
Well, listen.
Stop it.
With that thought, do have a great day. Be careful. Be safe. Be kind to each other. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
You missed the show today. Catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.